The last thing I've got here is this thing called FeedTree, which I haven't actually used, so I can't give a full review of it. But supposedly what FeedTree is BitTorrent for feeds. Right now, the way it works is a lot of people who are web, you know, server guys like me know this problem. You have an RSS feed. People subscribe to the RSS feed. The RSS readers check these feeds, like, every 5 minutes to see if you posted something new. If you have a blog where you update once a week, this can eat up a whole lot of bandwidth and you serving a whole bunch of requests that are basically useless.
Well, I mean, for our look at our site. FeedBurner gets hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hits just constantly.
But they know that we're only updating once a day around midnight. So, you know, why do we have all these extra things? This is the only way we can make it work right now is a polling system as opposed to an interrupt system. Computer science, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, all the good, like, feed aggregators or podcast directories, the directory will only ping us once a day, or will ping it, and then it'll update.
Yeah, the pinging, us pinging the directories is a very good system.
Yeah, but the problem...
But there are people still subscribing to the feeds in those directories, you know, asking them, is there a new episode? Is there a new episode? Is
yep,
there a new episode?
Yep.
So, FeedTree attempts to solve this problem by using the BitTorrent solution, which is where the people themselves ask each other if the feed has been updated. And they don't really ask each other, they also kind of tell each other. So, if a bunch of people use FeedTree to subscribe to, say, the Geek Nights feed, and there's an update to the Geek Nights feed, then somehow, behind the scenes, instead of everyone constantly asking Geek Nights, is there a new episode or is there an episode, one guy finds out about a new episode, and then he just tells all his friends, who tell all their friends, who tell all their friends, and anyone else who is using FeedTree and is also subscribed to Geek Nights will find out from other people using FeedTree subscribed to Geek Nights.
Now, I think it's a neat idea. One, they have to make sure it's secure. I mean, I can think of a million ways to use that for evil.
Yeah, oh, look, I see who's subscribing to these feeds. Oh, look, I tell someone that there's a new item in that feed.
But then I
isn't.
Point them to my malicious site.
I point them to my site where there's something that looks like an MP3, but it's actually a Trojan. You know, all kinds of horrible things.
Yeah, the other thing is, it's
well,
cool,
encryption solves that.
But it solves a problem that doesn't exist yet. The RSS is used by a tiny fraction of the number of people out there.
It is, but it's also a very high percentage of bandwidth on sites that do have it.
It is.
If you look at a site like...
I guess I'm saying that I'm not saying this is a bad thing. I'm saying I'm glad this appeared now before the bandwidth became a real problem, like a pressing issue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because now, by the time people really have problems with RSS bandwidth usage, this thing will already, if it's as good as it claims to be in place or be ready to be accepted.
These people do really have problems with RSS bandwidth usage. It's not that the bandwidth usage of RSS is so much they can't handle it. No, that's the MP3 downloading. They can't handle it.
Yeah.
The problem with the RSS is that the percentage of bandwidth the RSS requests are taking up is disproportionate to the file size and how often it actually should be requested as opposed to other things. Like, if you look at, like, just look at my blog. It's a crummy little blog. Maybe 100 people subscribe to it. I don't even know. I don't care. I don't pay attention to that so much. And the RSS feed is by far the most bandwidth and most requested thing there is. Because if one guy subscribes to it, that means he's going to check it 100 times a day. You know, lately I've actually been posting something to it once a day because Rim wasn't here and I had nothing better to do, but... Usually, I post once every few weeks. These are people constantly downloading this one file from my website and getting nothing out of it. And as opposed to, like, actual blog entries, even ones that get crazy popular, which I've had a couple of those in my time, it's nothing compared to what the feed gets. You know, it's just out of control.
Yeah, so hopefully this will pan out. We'll probably report on it again once we know more about it.
I think I'm going to try it out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it's like, if it's worth it.